Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Heinie Maynish. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dutch Leonard. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bullet Joe Bush. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bennett, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heilman moves to second. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Bush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett strikes out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Cobb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cobb. Robertson scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerber. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Gerber steals second. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Blue reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. It's Tigers, 4, Browns, 4. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bennett hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Joe Jard now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jard fields it and throws to second for the out. Jones scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Tigers. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Cobb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman bunts towards the mound. Jard fields it and throws to first for the out. Cobb moves to third. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Manish hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rigney. The throw from Dixon and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon takes first base on ball 4. Joe Evans pinch hits for Joe Jard. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robertson hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Stauffer now pitching. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Woodall takes first base on ball four. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leonard strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bennett moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bennett scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 10-5, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler tags and scores. One out. It's 10-6, Tigers. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Jacobson moves to third. It's 10-7, Tigers. Ken Holloway now pitching. Harry Rice pinch hits for Leo Dixon. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jacobson scores. Gerber moves to second. It's 10-8, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Ed Stauffer. Ed Wells now pitching. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to third. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robertson takes first base on ball four. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Browns 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Gaston now pitching. Tony Rego now catching. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Rourke moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bennett. Heilman reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke scores. Cobb moves to third. It's 11-8, Tigers. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Maynish hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alwingo pinch hits for Topper Rigney. Alwingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Jackie Tavener now playing shortstop. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Wells covering. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gerber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bennett. Wells reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wells moves to third. 2 outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Rego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rego hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wells, and towards Tavener, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maynish throws the ball into Tavener, who tags Gaston trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Cobb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-8, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Jones reaches second base with a double. Mainisch goes all the way around to score. It's 13-8, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wells hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Browns 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Brad Springer now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Springer fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 5 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and 3 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McManus. Blue scores. Cobb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 14-8, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. There goes Cobb. The throw from Rego and he is out, Robertson applying the tag. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Tony Rego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rego is 0-for-1 in the game. Rego takes first base on ball 4. Hank Severide pinch hits for Brad Springer. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. Gerber moves to third. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Severide moves to second. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 14, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.